somewhere close to the tank in San Diego running over vehicles.
There's no doubt now. There's no doubt now for a minute. This is total tank man, too.
Look at those cars. He's hitting rush hour.
Oh, he is. Yeah, he is. He's in traffic now.
Smoke.
Oh, no. Oh, God. This thing is so on fire.
Oh, my God.
You know it's so close to blowing up. If you're anywhere near Fox News, turn it on and you'll see a car blow up with a guy in it.
It's going to blow up.
If you ever want to see a car blow up with a guy in it, turn to Fox News fast.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to blow sky high. Look, the whole engine is engulfed in flames. The engine is engulfed in flames.
Why doesn't he get out of the car?
You know why? Because this dope doesn't realize, I don't think, that he's on fire like this.
Oh, he must know. Come on.
Well, I don't know, because when
he was on the phone talking to the cops a half an hour ago.
Yeah, but you know what? From where he's sitting, consider how much higher he is and where that flame is. Then move him way over to the left, because it's a big vehicle. So if you push him way to the left,
what about
and another
the glow
4 feet
out the
up,
window?
Man, I'm thinking he's not seeing things as bad as we are.
Does he think the sun has landed on Long Beach?
I'm telling you, man, I don't think. Certainly, he sees that that things aren't good.
Remember when my car caught fire on the freeway?
Oh, yeah.
It took about 30 seconds before I could feel it big time in the car. I had to literally jump out of the car.
Well, how could
so
this guy not feel this?
Know. Well, because it's adrenaline. Built like a brick, you know what?
Yeah, I wasn't being chased.
You have to remember, this guy thinks he's proving something.
Yeah.
I mean, he thinks he is.
Well, I tell you, that's some kind of an ad for that tow truck. Because, man, if that tow truck is ever dispatched to come get your vehicle, it's gonna come to you.
The only thing that would make this better is if he was towing another car.
But wouldn't you say, Mark?
Yeah, I wish he was. Can someone hook him up?
I got to tell you, man, though, but if you go, you know, his seat is another 3 feet up from where the flame is, and then another 4 feet to the left where he's positioned.
Thank God Drew's not in the tow truck. The thing would have exploded with that
methane. Yeah, just had
I don't think he knows it's on fire like this.
There's an unfortunate release of gas over
there. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, the guys have on their oxygen masks, and I didn't do it.
His family's probably going to sue the cops for shooting his tires out and causing this.
Yeah, why is that chopper so low? There's a chopper in view from our chopper view.
Yeah. That chopper is...
Look, he made a left turn. How did he do that?
This guy rocks.
Sounds like good watching.
And you know what? He's outliving the flames. The flames are subsiding. Wait a minute. No, they're not. No, I take that back. No, the flames are not subsiding. That old motor is on fire, man. That thing's going to blow up. Can they call him and say, hey, look, man, you're going to blow up. Can't we talk? What'd you say?
Fire.
And there's no way to stop it. No, there's no way to stop it. If the earth wants to roll around the sun.
You're doing awesome.
Oh, the back right.
Oh, boy.
The rear right rim is now sparking also. Wait, what is it on fire anymore? I don't see a fire.
I don't know.
I see the spark, but it looks like the fire's out.
It does, man.
He's dodged another bullet.
I mean, it seems like it. I mean, it's just that steady shower. Now you notice like the origin of the shower of fire seems to be directly underneath the engine now.
That thing, he's going like 40 now.
He is. He's driving faster than ever.
Hey, Larry.
Oh, the front end's about to go. It's the front end. Look at it.
It's melting, isn't it? Is the front?
Oh, look at underneath it.
Yeah,
because
Christ. The bumper is almost at the ground now. See how low the bumper is?
Yeah, I do.
Melted. Oh, nice.
Ooh,
axle.
Oh, man, oh, man.
He melted the axle.
This guy.
Well, it looks like he melted the axle.
What kind of man?
Appreciate it when you go. When you go to the repair guy and he acts like you did something spectacularly bad to your car, like you drove it especially badly.
Right, exactly.
Looks like you melted the damn axle.
Oh, my God.
How the hell did you do that?
Oh, is this thing totaled, isn't it?
I'm going to have your ass burnt.
Man, when he returns this to its rightful owner.
Oh, boy, is that thing close to the ground. Oh, the front end is so close.
Oh, my God, man.
And that thing could come to a Very rapid stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Your rapid descent when the front end hits the ground.
You know it, man. Put him right to the windshield. Be like landing on an aircraft carrier.
Show it to it.
How many commercials do we have left, Mark?
I can't believe it. How's this guy still
going?
See,
I hate to leave the airwaves.
I know.
But this guy could last six more minutes. Should we leave the airwaves now and come back?
I think we should leave now and come back. I do.
Okay, yeah, I think you're right.
We can break in. We can break in.
Yeah, we will break in.
We have to. We'll do what we got to do.
Drew and Mike.
He's out. It finally hands came up. Out very casually. He's got his hands in the air. We'll maneuver around so we can get that truck out of the way.
Take off.
The officers would be.
Get another vehicle. Start running, man. Run. Run like everybody.
Oh, there's cops with their guns out. That's why, yeah.
They may send a dog up to take him down. All right. No, they're not. On the ground.
Oh, they're not going to have him take him down. Shut up.
Unfortunately, that thick black smoke is obscuring our picture. We'll hold it the best we can here.
I said thick black. I thought he was going to say something else.
You know what? Get the helicopter down. Get the helicopter down low enough where you can use your rotor blades to blow the smoke out of there. So you can get a good picture.
There you can see they got him handcuffed.
Why are they dragging him like that?
Because they're pissed off. They're pissed off.
They get themselves out of harm's way. Now,
ooh, they're lucky he's white, pissed and, off. Hey, they're dragging a black guy like that.
Oh, you bet.
That's true, too,
to
man.
Water on it.
See, now they're acting like they had to drag him to safety, sure, you know, as quick as they could. No, because the guy was standing with his hands up. So why was he on the ground being pulled? He was walking under his own power. Now, that was a lot of very pissed off cops.
That cab was engulfed in smoke. I cannot believe how long he stayed in there.
Look at that thing now. Look at it now.
It's gone.
Look at it's gone, man.
It's like that. Have that Explorer right next to it.
All right, so there
look
is
at it.
The end of this bizarre chase that we've been following.
It's totally
it's
gone.
Got a better part of 2 hours. Now look at what has happened to that City of Long Beach tow truck.
Oh,
there goes, I don't know, $50,000, $60,000, $80,000, perhaps more.
Yeah, but it was worth it. The whole nation was entertained for an hour and a half.
I tell you what, pal, it's not a dime came out of your paycheck, so shut up.
Oh, they're putting it out.
He got into a battle with his supervisor last night, went out and stole a tow truck, and that's what's left of it. He drove the thing.
Well, I've never seen a guy make a point more succinctly.
Friction.
Yeah, really.
Of the rims, the axles, the brakes, everything else. There were no tires left because police popped them, thinking that would stop him.
Left tire remained, you ass.
No damage to the tire.
And that's what's left.
We were listening during the commercials, and the guy was saying, do you think they'll set up another one of those, what do they call them?
Tax strips.
Tax strips to take out the final remaining tire. And this guy's like, why? What the hell? Come on, I've taken out 5 out of 6 tires,
yeah,
and he's still going.
He's precisely right.
Seriously hurt.
Oh, that was awesome.
Escapade.
The damn thing of it was, though, he was doing so well, and he came to a stop at this residential street. He turned left, couldn't get it going. And then, like Drew was talking about, he was flooring it, and you could see that the left rear rim was spinning, generating sparks, and he just could not get the thing going. So it just sat there, and the longer it sat there, the more black smoke began to just engulf the cab and everything else. Eventually, he had to leave the cab because the smoke was so toxic.
But he waited forever. It was so full of smoke when he left.
Some drama about that, too. It looked like he might be cooked.
Yeah,
they said they thought he had a gun.
They knew better than that. Look how people just go berserk, you know?
Why don't they just get... We should give this guy a tow truck every day to do this.
Absolutely.
That's worth the 80 grand.
To test him, right? In a tow truck like that.
Tow truck demolition.
If that tow truck is ever dispatched to come rescue you, boy, I tell you what, it's going to show up.
Throwing shards of molten metal up and around the truck and across the streets of
Shards of molten metal.
Whoever built that truck should use this in their advertising because it was a pretty amazing display of the power of those dual rear axle. But even without wheels, he kept that thing going, kept the chase going. Kept a lot of people scared, frankly, in Long Beach. You could see the police.
Oh, who's scared? Oh, come on. What a bunch of pussies. I'd throw them out of my town if I heard somebody scared of that.
This announcer, this journalist, is such a dick.
Since the Rodney King incident for the way that they have arrested
King
suspects
incident.
After tense standoffs like this one.
Don't
and
even
you know,
start
police,
talking about Rodney
very,
King, not
very
even for a minute.
Time. Imagine you've got a guy in really a moving bomb, a tow truck.
Oh, shut up.
What a jerk.
Asshole. God, what an asswipe this guy is.
It could have exploded at any time. Yeah, he could have slammed into a van full of kids on their way to school.
Oh,
who knows?
Oh, shut up.
Oh, he takes the ultimate cheap shot.
Oh, I know it. Now it could have... Finally, we bring the... I was wondering how...
Of course, it also could have hit a van full of seniors, which would have been fine.
Yeah, right, right. Could have hit a bus full of children.
What is it? Everything could hit a child. I mean, if it hit an adult, no one would give a crap.
No, nobody would care. No, so that's your dad or your mother that was just massacred and they're dead. No, that doesn't matter. All that matters is it the child. Oh, you know, what an a-hole. It could have hit a van full of children.
A moving bomb, a bomb on wheels. Could have hit a van full of children. Now, how many vans full of children do you know that are running around at 6:30 in the morning in Long Beach?
Long Beach, exactly. Oh, this journalist needs to be horsewhipped at noon. This guy needs to be, like, de-pantsed and put on television himself at noon. And then, I mean, whip like a dog for an hour.
Why don't they just say that about everything?
They do. Almost.
Well, this gentleman at the standoff, he's shooting at these aircrafts hovering overhead at the Rainbow Farm. He could have shot a plane full of children.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That news helicopter could have been packed with children.
Oh, man. That was great.
Well, now look at this, man.
I'm exhausted.
Now you've got your firemen have come through and put out the flames. And look at, man, the tow truck, it doesn't look the worst for wear. It really does it. Look at it, man. Look at the door panels. I mean, from this shot,
you know,
they look pretty intact.
You know what was amazing was when he made that left turn there and he could no longer get the rims to get him going. He's going uphill a little bit and he was spinning his wheels and he should have gone in reverse.
Oh, I know.
We were yelling at him to throw it in reverse. We were pulling for the criminal.
He should have known.
Openly.
He should have known.
He,
of all people.
He then was stopped there and then the fire started to fully engulf the vehicle.
Yeah.
I thought that someone would run up and open the door of that thing and
definitely.
Pull them out.
Yeah, definitely, because it was sitting there for a long time.
Were you watching it, Trudy?
Yeah, but they wouldn't do it because they kept saying they thought maybe he was armed. They talked to his family.
Oh, God.
Who said they thought maybe he had a gun
on him. That's a lie. They made that up.
They didn't know it, though. Because it almost looked like it was dark inside the truck. Like they had
tinted windows. Yeah, it looked like it was smoking. It looked like it was smoke inside there.
Yeah.
It was. It was black. I mean, that was the whole problem. Once the vehicle came to a stop, the cab
had no clue what was in there waiting for him. So and
it was engulfed in black smoke.
The Long Beach police spokeswoman kept saying, "We're not going to endanger a police car." They lost one vehicle. They were going to put another one in its path. They said
weren't going
to
endanger anything. They never endangered a thing. Oh, they never put a car in front of them.
That's why they said they wouldn't do that because they didn't want to.
There's the
endanger police lives.
There's the news helicopter landing, one of them.
But if they were so worried about him hitting a van full of children, then why didn't they put a car in front of him? Because they could have put someone in front of him so many times for him to ram.
Absolutely, Drew. Yeah, absolutely true.
Just go too
slow. He wasn't driving fast.
It would have been frustrating trying to be the car in front. Trying to get him to ram you because he was going too slow.
Well, I tell you what, man, that was a lot of fun. That was a lot
of fun.
Yeah,
it was cool.
That really was. That was a lot of fun. And it's cool that the whole thing came to a completion during the show, you know?
Trudy, I want a restraining order.
Against?
I want a restraining order against. Who's my first restraining order against? It's the guy that did Short People, Randy Newman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he writes all the movie soundtracks.
Mm-hmm.
Always shows up in the Oscars.
Yes.
And last year when he was on the Oscars, I wanted a restraining order from him, his music, or anything coming within 100 yards of me.